Blog Talk Radio.
Closer than the air I breathe.
the words I hear you say. You've been speaking now for all of time.
Cannot be stopped. enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service? Okay, let's get into the Word. All righty. Today's Word is continual transformation. We serve a God of powerful transformation. All throughout Scripture, and God takes those whom from the world deem the lowest, the hopeless, and the helpless, and uses them to change the world. You are not beyond transformation. God longs to break off that which inhibits you from experiencing fullness of life. He longs to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. May your life be forever changed as we spend time discovering God's heart for transformation. Oftentimes, we see transformation as a one-time act. We find a problem and work on it until it gets better. Then we go back to living in life as normal. But the heart of God is for continual transformation. God longs that we would be so open and aware of his desire of the Spirit that we allow him to transform us every moment of every day. Too often we just accept that we are who we are if the God we serve didn't have the power to continually set us free. We live as if the Holy Spirit is a God who only shows up every now and then to shake things up and retreats back into the heavens. But God is both loving and present. He is always there for us. He is always filled with desire for us. And the Holy Spirit is constantly ready to lead us in love out of darkness and into the marvelous light of abundant life. So what does continued transformation look like? How do we live in sync with the Spirit who can constantly change us from the inside out? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So continual transformation will come when we decide to stop living for ourselves, instead become a living sacrifice to God as our holy and acceptable act of spiritual worship. You see, when we live for ourselves, we naturally take control of our own lives and therefore subjugate God in his desire to transform us. When our limited perspective on what is good in life guides us rather than the perfect transcendent perspective of God, we will only receive transformation from God when we desperately need it. But when we seek to be a living sacrifice to God at all times, our hearts become open to all the saints, all the Spirit is doing, saying and feeling in every moment. If you want to be continually transformed by the powerful, life-changing love of God, you have to choose every day to center your life around the will and desires of God. In Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 to 24 says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So may David's prayer be our prayer today as we enter a time of guided prayer. So firstly, meditate on God's heart to continually transform you. Reflect on the nearness of his desire to heal you, deliver you, and empower you. Okay, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, The Lord is your God, and is your midst, and the mighty one who will save. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold my righteousness right hand. So secondly, take a moment to assess your heart. Are you seeking to be a living sacrifice to God in all you do? Are you living with your own desires and will as the foundation of your life? And thirdly, decide to be a living sacrifice today. Decide to live with the desires and will of God as your foundation. Center your life around the goodness, nearness, and the power of your loving Father. In Romans chapter 12, 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So choosing to be a living sacrifice is a daily decision. Without spending constant time in God's presence, there is no hope for continual transformation. It's only when we encounter the kindness of God that we are able to respond with surrender. It's only upon meeting with God that we live in his power and love as our foundation. Living sacrificially is not something you do on your own strength. Rather, it's a natural response of those who see God for who he truly is. So may you commit yourself to experience the reality of God's presence today, and may your life be an act of worship in response to the great love you've been shown. I highly suggest that you read Psalm chapter 139 and bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, now let us get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road of not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe a lack of purpose in your life and you need some? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, sexual immorality, or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. So, my question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me this precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Well, I might have been quick to judge someone, okay, in anger, okay, due to the show of Tony Gaga. You know, I thought Randy Anderson was behind the nonsense going on as Andy, but evidently I was wrong, so I apologize to Randy, okay, tonight, okay, on an open-air format. That way, if he's listening, he'll know that I am sorry. All right. Now that that's over with, let's bring on a caller who's been waiting 23 minutes, and that's our brother, Jason. Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
All right, Ken, how you, man?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen to that, brother. That was actually a good message tonight, brother. I liked that, man. Like I said, brother, your shows always start off so powerful, man. It's so good stuff. You had some good music playing. You know, I was over here vibing to it. You dig? And then you came into the message, and it's good stuff, man. I like it. Really, really solid, really mind-opening stuff. I like it, man. Good stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that there, Jason.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
So how have you been? You been okay?
Oh, yeah, man. You know me, dog. I do me, brother. I try to have, you know, good conversations, and I try to stay out of trouble. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. I'm a human, man. I'm just going through this life same as everybody else, brother.
All right. Amen to that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to keep the show godly tonight, okay?
Right.
I don't want to go off the topic, of transformation. I want to stay on topic with that tonight. Okay,
yes, sir.
Because, I mean, it's something that we need to we need to keep on uh, keep on staying on God's track, okay? Because God is the one that transforms us, okay? And we've got to allow him to do so. Amen?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. And, I'm one of those living beings today where God is in the process of actually transforming me. He ain't done it yet, though, brother, but I'm actually in the process. So I know what you mean. You dig? It's actually a beautiful thing, though, because from what I used to be and what I am now, even though that I ain't made it all the way there yet, the changes that I've seen thus far, you dig, just for him even starting with me, it's pretty big. And I've seen it, and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I'm not even all the way there yet. But just the changes that he's made with me personally to this point has been ridiculous. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I used to would have done this. I used to would have did that. I'm like, but now my mind is starting to shift. And like I said, I ain't there yet, brother. But just the changes I've seen thus far is, like, crazy, the way that he impacts you.
Yes, amen. Amen. Like I said, okay, we need to just stay in God's presence, okay?
Yes, sir.
God does so much for us. At least we can do is allow ourselves to be in his presence, okay? And
absolutely.
Yes, amen.
That's real, man. He gave us eternal life, brother. Like, you know, I know that our human form, you know, it's gonna die off, but after this, brother, he gave us a whole new life after this here though, brother. So if you don't respect that, you know, and I mean you're already there, Pastor Ken, you did, like, brother, you know, you already been saved, you know, all that, but I'm one of those ones, I'm on the way up there, brother, but I see what he's done for me and I see what he does every day, because my eyes don't have to open in the morning. You dig? So I'm starting to appreciate little stuff like that. You dig? Like the fact that I woke up this morning. I'm starting to appreciate the fact that I'm still able to breathe. You know, I'm still appreciating the fact that I'm starting to learn to appreciate the little things in life that, you know, we don't give them credit for doing, but it, you know, it's very prevalent.
Yes, amen. Well. Okay, I'm going to take another caller, okay? Okay, hopefully this caller is going to be godly, okay, and speak, okay, on godly point. Okay, so I'm going to take it, okay, and bring him on right now. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Ken. Hey, yeah, I wanted to clear the air about yesterday, about, you know, I know, and thank you so much for saying that you apologize, and I accept your apology. I just wanted to make sure that it's understood that that was not me. Andy is not Randy. I'm Randy, and whoever that gentleman was yesterday is completely different. Maybe he tried to sound like me, but it wasn't me. I wouldn't go off and do that. I've been listening for, you know, sometimes we like to bust balls, but to do something like that, that's out of character. That's something I wouldn't do.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm sorry that I accused you.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. I was angry.
It's all right.
About the
situation. If that's what you thought, that's fine. Yeah. No, I'd be angry as well. I'd be pissed as well if I thought someone was doing that. So, yeah, absolutely. And then I know that that Don Cornelius was also, you know, he. I'm glad that he had my back, because he knows that that's not like me. And you know, but there are some people saying, oh, well, it sounded like you. Well, it might have sounded like me, but when there's a gentleman who calls on Tony Gaga's show, kind of sounds a lot like you sometimes. You know, it doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Don Cornelius on the line right now? I'd like him to kind of
back
me up.
No, he's not. As far as I know.
Okay. Jason, I'm glad you're doing well, my friend. I'm glad that that you got out and everything's good to go, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't just get out, but I appreciate it. But we all doing good right now. It's okay.
Good, 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 good. What are you? Your PO let you? Are you staying? Are you staying like in a transitional housing place right now?
Well, I wasn't locked up, so I don't know what you mean.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't talk about it if you don't want to talk about it. I'm cool with it. Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Well, matter of fact, what was you just saying to Pastor Ken, bro?
I'm sorry. I was done. We're done with that conversation.
Yeah,
I mean,
I mean,
if you can just stay quiet, maybe, you know, they'll try to take over the show again. That would be just better, you know?
No, I mean, I just want you to kind of, you know, for the
people
that wasn't hearing, like, what's the conversation you have with Pastor
Ken? Hey, Ken, is there any other callers on the show? Maybe that – I know a couple of the guys were in the chat room, and they were kind of they were having issues, and we were actually discussing in a private chat that they do have some questions regarding certain verses in the Bible, and we're kind of arguing about, I guess, Matthew, the
please
book of Matthew.
Can
you be quiet, please? If you don't mind, I was talking to Ken. You know, you're kind of interrupting again. Go ahead, Ken.
We've got some callers, okay. But
Ken, that'd be great.
Take any more callers. I want to just do a godly show tonight, okay?
Then why do you have Jason on if you're going to do a godly show?
So you can do so you can clear your name, and we've done that, okay? So. Okay, sit back and listen. Okay, to
Jason's a pedophile, and he was just locked up. He was just released.
He was violated.
Shut up, Jason. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Jason.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's that. Okay, and he cleared his name. Okay, we apologize and everything's done. Okay?
So let's get back to the transformation that God has in your life. Could you tell me personally, you know, what transformation that God actually put upon your life? If you wouldn't mind saying that, I would love to hear that. Yeah.
I can't hear you. What'd you say, Jason?
I said, you know, let's get back to the whole, you know, transformation thing that God has upon your life. And I would love to know your story personally, you know, like what God, how he transformed you, you know, to be who you are today or whatever. I would love to hear that story if you wouldn't mind sharing it with me.
God transformed me in many ways. He made me live more godly. Try to be nicer to people. Have more patience with people. Before I wasn't very patient with people. I would get mad at the top of the hat, and. I try not to do that anymore. Again, with God's help. Amen.
Amen. That's good, man. And I'm glad to hear that, brother. Like that's like you said, man, when God transforms you, he's like, you don't really have a say in that. You know, once you commit your life to him, once you commit your life to God, brother, like he does things in your life that, I mean, you literally have no control over it anymore. It's kind of like he reborn, you know, he rebirths you into this new being that you dig, like all of a sudden your whole mind state changes, you know, and I want to get to that place completely. I'm not there yet, but I really know what you guys talk about, and I respect people like you, you dig, that, you know, have had the change, and, you know, and that it's been transformed, and, you know, one day I want to be completely rebirthed again, you know, into a new being that's, you know, good, you know, very, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that, man. It's a good message, you know. It's really deep, man. I like it.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I try to bring good messages, okay, to the show, okay, whether I write them or not, okay? All right. Some I write, some I don't, okay? Okay, but the message is there for, okay, for people to take at value, okay?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I mean,
It goes back to the old saying where, you know, you can lead somebody to water, but you can't make them drink, you know? All
right.
All you can do is lead them to the water, you dig, but, you know, you can't make them take that drink. So, yeah, that's real, man. I've learned that, brother, brothers like you and other people that I know that's been saved already, you know, they try to get me to the lake, you know, but I haven't drank from it yet. And, you know, that's one of those things where I don't hold that against them. They've done their jobs, you dig? Like, they've actually tried to reach out to me, though, and help me. But it's on my end now. It's on my shoulders, you know, to be able to take the drink now and, you know, and get myself together. They already did their jobs. You know, the godly people in my life, they've done their jobs. You know, now it's all up to me to be able to receive that, you know. And, you know, and you know this as well, brother, because you've been transformed. You know, it comes with a lot of, you know, fighting your own demons and all these things, and you got to get, you know, you got to overcome these things, you know, before your mind gets in a certain place where you're ready to receive that. And that's pretty much where I am right now. I'm kind of between, you know, the in-between thing, and, you know, you've been there. You know what it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, we just got to have an open heart for God, you know, that's all, okay? We got to let ourselves, let God in and let God do his part within us, okay?
Amen.
Yeah.
Hi, Jason.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Listening to you on the radio, I thought I'd pop in and say hello and just chime in on this transformation thing. I mean, from the minute you're born, you start to transform. I mean, you're baptized, God comes into your heart and your soul as a baby. And from that moment on, you transform, you know, through your entire life. You're always changing. You're always transforming. You go from child to teenager to adult, young adult, older adult, then you begin to your senior years. But the whole time you're transforming. And all along that path, your love and your need of God transforms. Sometimes you feel you don't need him as much. Sometimes he's the only thing in your life you think that you need. And it's these kind of transformations that we go through, you know, constantly.
That's deep, man. I never thought about it like that, you know. Yeah, I mean, I guess the one constant that all those different levels have is, you know, they need God in their life. You know, like you said, whether you need it bad or you need it a little bit or you need it the most, I guess the one constant through all of those transformations with AIDS is that you need God at some point in time in all of those different states.
Oh, yes. God should always be in you and with you at all times. Like I said, you know, there's that poem that about the footprints on the sand. But, you know, the woman says, I see your footprints next to me, but then there's parts where I don't see your footprints at all, just one set. And he tells her, that's because I was carrying you at that moment. So sometimes, you know, God's there, but we just don't realize it. We get so caught up in our everyday life and work and, you know, doing things to get by, that God goes to the back sometimes. And unfortunately, that's a bad thing, because a lot of people don't call on him until they're repossessing their car and they're knocking on the door for the rent. So if you have God with you all the time, like I said, you're constantly transforming, and God is in control of that transformation.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tony, for that. Like, that made perfect sense, you know, and I like that, man. I never thought about it like that, you know, where you talk about the feet in the sand or whatever, and then his feet prints wasn't there anymore, and she was, you know, they were like, what happened? It's like, yo, I was carrying you. I never thought about it like that, and that makes a lot of sense, and it's a very beautiful thing to know that even when we don't see his prints in the sand next to ours, just to know that he was carrying us is why we don't see his prints anymore. Is I'm glad you said that. I didn't know that. I never thought about it like that. That's good stuff, man. I like
that.
Yeah,
even at the darkest times and at our lowest points, he's always there. He's just waiting for us to call out and ask for that bit of help to let him know that we know. But until you call and ask for his help, he's going to sit back and listen and watch.
Right.
To all you people, and to all you people in the chat room, I'm not a racist, and da-da, yada, yada, yada. And in question two, is God black? Well, if you want to go with what the Bible says and where God was born, yes, he would have been dark-skinned and have hair like cotton. So, yes, there. Does that answer your question?
I mean, I don't think it really matters, brother, to be honest with you, because, you know, you got Muslims that say that Muhammad is the messenger. You got Christians say Jesus is the messenger. All these other – I'm like, yo, whatever about the messenger, did you get the message, though? You know, that's the main point that I'm trying to make is that I don't care who gave it to you, but if it's the message of, you know, the Most High, because I know the Bible says only one true God, right? So, therefore, that one true God has this certain, you know, level of true principles
Jason,
and morals to live by.
One second. To the guys in the chat room, you're absolutely right. I didn't mean cotton. I meant hair like wool. Dark skin, hair like wool. Sorry about that. Didn't mean cotton. Sorry to get your panties in a twist. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like, you know, I know that there's one true God, right? All of us can agree with that. But there's a bunch of different religions on the earth, right? But there's only one true God, and what blows my mind is the fact that the one true God has these set principles and these set morals that all humankind is supposed to live by. What happened is, you know, all these different religions came in, you dig, and they kind of messed with them and watered them down and converted them into what they believe, you know, what they was. And so therefore, you know, now we get the world that we're in today because there's just so many vast different religions based around the same God, you did, but they call them things. No,
I used to have this very dear friend of mine years ago. The girl was just crazy sometimes. And she would always tell me this. She goes, you know, she goes, when it comes to religion, she goes, we have one God. She goes, and it's all the same. Buddhism, Shintoism, Catholicism, no matter how you look at it, it's an ism, and we're all praising the same person.
Yeah, it's just interpreted differently, that's all, but
now,
I feel like
I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to go back and listen to the show because I know Ken wants to play a couple of songs right now, and he's just sitting here with his fingers twitching over the speaker. So I'm going to let him play a few songs, and y'all have a good night.
Well, thank you, Tony, and my bad, Pastor Ken. I didn't mean to start babbling on and talking,
that's all right. Yeah. That's okay. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what the show is all about, okay? The show is all about, people's thoughts and ideas, okay? Let's play a couple songs here, okay?
You tell them.
Right here. So, can you do something to me?
Okay. Well, listen, I'm sorry, people. My show is now over, okay? Okay, somebody posted, in our chat room, our personal information, which was John Connor, okay? And I had to kick him, okay? I know he said this isn't me, it's Andy, okay? But he still posted the information. It doesn't need to be posted, okay? So I'm sorry, okay? But the show is now over. And this is going to be reported to Blog Talk Radio, okay? Amen.
Amen. Don't forget to announce your show for tomorrow. Did you get off already?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow there's going to be a church show, okay, at 5 p.m. Okay, it's God Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. And, of course, I'll be doing a sermon. Okay, so if you want to come on and listen, okay, thank you. Well, bless you, Jason. Okay, have a good night. I'm sorry about this.
No, I understand, man. So, somebody posted your personal information. They got to relax.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a great night, guys.
You too, man.